Good morning, kids. Happy New Year. Welcome to Kids Corner. It's wonderful to have you back with me again. I'm so excited to be starting a new year. And what a year we are beginning. It's a Jubilee year. Do you all know that? Have you all heard about the Jubilee year? Of course you have. Hopefully you've been hearing about it in your parishes. And now we're going to hear about it some more here at Radio Veritas. So what is a Jubilee year? Where do we get this idea from of a Jubilee year? Well, it's actually found in the regulations in the book of Leviticus. That's in which part of the Bible, guys? That's right, it's in the Hebrew Testament, the book of Leviticus. And what does it say? It says that after 7 cycles of sabbatical, of 7 weeks of years, so 7 times 7, which is 49, the next year, the 50th year, will be a Jubilee year. And in the book of Leviticus, it meant that if somebody owed you a debt, it could be forgiven, and everybody was supposed to go back to their own property in Jubilee years. They were supposed to go home. And it also means that if somebody had said they would work for you for a period of time, they could choose to stop working for you. All of that, it has to do with really with things being forgiven, with giving us a clean slate. Now, if we think of a sabbatical year, if you were studying, if you were someone who was teaching in a university or in a school, you might have a sabbatical year. It's a year off in which to spend some time studying and learning again, deepening your sense of your own subject. Okay? And in modern Catholicism, the last time we had a sabbatical year was 25 years ago. So in the modern world, the Pope decided that once every 50 years was too far away from one date to the next, so we needed them more regularly. So we had one in 2000, and now in 2025, we're having our next one. Year 2000, one of the big things was celebrating, of course, the second millennium, but also eradicating third world debt was a big part of it. This year, in the midst of a world at war, in the midst of things not being so great everywhere, the idea is that this Jubilee year is that we are pilgrims of hope. We are called to be pilgrims of hope in our world. And the Pope is really saying to us that our ordinary life calls for greater hope in our lives, that we should be spreading hope in the world. This is an important idea for us at this time, to be people of hope. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about a friend of mine who works with refugees. Maybe you are a refugee. He worked with refugees who ended up living in camps. So in South Africa, we don't have refugee camps, but in other parts of Africa and other parts of Asia, there are camps where refugees, if they come into a country, they all put in a camp and they're not allowed to leave the camp. And life in the camp can be very boring. Often there's no schooling, there's no hospitals, there's no work. People are kind of stuck there, relying on the United Nations. And his job was to be with people in the camps. And he said, refugees who have lost so much, their home, their work, their school, their families, often large portions of their family may be not in the camp with them. Most important thing they cannot lose is hope. If they lose hope and despair, they will not cope. So they must keep hope alive. They must keep hoping for better things, that hope is what keeps them going. And sometimes our lives can feel a bit like that. We can feel overwhelmed, like everything's going wrong. There are all these terrible things if we watch the news. There are terrible things happening on the news. And there are terrible things happening around us often. And sometimes there are terrible things happening at home. And we can easily lose hope. But I remember what he said, that thing that keeps us going, the thing that gives us the promise of life, is hope. We can hope for a better world. And if things aren't so bad for us, maybe we can offer hope to other people by our kindness, by our generosity, by our gentleness, by trying to be Christ for them, so that we can be pilgrims of hope this year, and all the time, but especially this year. So, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think, what does it mean for me to be a pilgrim of hope? Pilgrim, by the way, is an old-fashioned word, means someone who's on a journey. Normally a religious journey, like I might go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, or I might go on a pilgrimage to Ngome, to a shrine. What does it mean for me to be a pilgrim of hope? That as I walk through my day, I bring hope to other people by smiling at them, by being kind, by being generous. When I go to school, I bring hope to the people I go to school with, my classmates, my teachers. How do I do that? Being obedient, being quiet, being respectful, being gentle, being kind. Saying nice things to people. How do I bring hope at home to my family? Maybe I can give mom or dad a hug. I can tell them I love them. Can help them with supper, with cleaning the house, with all the jobs they have to do. This is how I bring hope. Let's pray now. Lord Jesus Christ, you came into the world to give us hope. We ask that we might become pilgrims of hope, following you, listening to you, and reflecting your love in the world. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.